Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina's final game was an eerie microcosm of the entire season. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Watching the Tar Heels in their NCAA tournament ousted by Iowa State was like watching the entire season unfold right before our eyes. A key player missing almost from the start, an up-and-down first half, a sudden coming together for their best stretch of basketball, and then disappointing defense spelling the end. I never felt good about Sunday's third-round game. Carolina didn't have that look of confidence that it did in February, or even early in Friday night's second-round win over Providence. It seemed so familiar, and when Bryce Johnson went down with an ankle injury minutes into the game, you knew it was going to be one of those days, very much like watching UNC throughout the season. The first half against the Cyclones certainly had some great play, a quick start like the Tar Heels blowing out Oakland in the opener. But that didn't last, as Iowa State soon took control, going from 7 points down to 9 up. Can you say Belmont and UAB? An impressive spurt to get back in the game, like beating Louisville, Michigan State, and Kentucky within 2 weeks to restore faith. Then falling further behind to start the second half, just as Carolina started the ACC season 1-4. That proverbial 12-game winning streak was mirrored by outscoring the tired Cyclones 29-14 for an 8-point lead and looking unbeatable with less than 4 minutes to play. Yet unable to finish the game as they were unable to finish the season, with poor decisions, missing bunnies around the basket, and really bad defense down the stretch. Iowa State wasn't the fourth straight opponent to shoot 50% against Carolina, but the Cyclones lit it up in the second half from the three-point line to snatch victory from almost certain defeat. Even the redoubtable Marcus Paige took a shot too early and made a costly turnover that led to a runout. Not getting out on the opposing three-point shooters when you knew that was the only way they could get back in the game. And finally allowing a coast-to-coast layup for the winning basket, followed by a failure to call a timeout for one last-ditch shot. The Tar Heels sure tantalized us. How about James Michael McAdoo stepping up there and swishing two free throws to forge the final tie? But at the end, like from the beginning, having to play without P.J. Hairston, it was a game and a season that took us to the brink, only to end abruptly with just too many obstacles to overcome. This is Archansky. See ya.